Blog Talk Radio.
Never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thine hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shewn me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before in thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh Lord, the mountains are fly but sometimes steep. But I know you are always there to help me.
generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can visit our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. We also encourage you to visit our affiliated school of ministry, which is the House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share with you tonight our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Blessed Hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive power of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The devil loves to try and snare us by deceiving into making commitments and pledges that will hinder what God wants to do in us. Joshua and the deceiving Gibeonites are a good example. Joshua 9, verse 1 through 16. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites and Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites heard thereof. And they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willingly, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent, and bound up, and old shoes, and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them. And all the bread of their provision was dry and mouldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal, and said unto him, and to the men of Israel, We be come from a far country. Now therefore, make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, Pre-adventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, We are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, Who are ye, and from whence ye come? And they said unto him, From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore, our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, Take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet him, and say unto them, We are your servants. Therefore, now make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot from our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry, and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine, which are filled, were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals, and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them, and made a league with them, to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. And it came to pass, at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors, and that they dwelt among them. Beloved, don't let the devil deceive you by getting you to do things or pledge yourselves to something without asking God first. Remember, everything may not be what God has for you. For tonight is taken from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. That's R-E-V Davis. Our lesson for tonight will be the understanding of the book of Revelation, and we will be taking a look at chapters 20 to 22. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of earth, Gog and Magog together, them together to battle, and the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. as we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we go through our lessons tonight, the book of Revelations, chapters 20, 21, and 22, we will take a further look at chapter 20. Satan is here called by four different names. The same angel in Revelations 9, verses 1 and 2, who would seem to be the steward of the keys to this bottomless pit, or abyss, if you will, binds Satan with some sort of spiritual chains and casts him into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. His demonic hierarchy will most likely be his cast in the bottomless pit as well. God can stop Satan's work anytime he wants, and he doesn't need an entire army to do it. At God's word, a mule could bind Satan if God declare it. Verses 4 through 6. This is representative of the saints reigning and ruling with Christ for 1,000 years or a millennium. The millennium is actually the stone kingdom that Daniel interpreted in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. There will be three classes of saints ruling at this time: the church, the Old Testament saints, and the tribulation saints. The rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. Who are these? The wicked dead, those who are part of these three groups, make up the first resurrection, even though there were three different installations of this first resurrection. First, in Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53, then in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 18, and last, here in Revelation 20, verse 4. We who are part of this group are blessed and shall reign with Jesus Christ 1,000 years. The second death will have no power over us. What is the second death? Eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. We are promised here that that will not happen to us. We now take a look at verses 7 and 8. Satan will be loosed after the 1,000 years in confinement, and he will be angry. He will mount a campaign against God by deceiving the nations throughout the entire earth, four quarters. This battle will be entitled the Battle of Gog and Magog. People's hearts will still be willing to revolt against God after having him rule them for 1,000 years with nothing but peace and blessings. Man's heart is evil. Each dispensation failed. Innocence, conscience, self-government, headship of family, law, grace, and the millennium. A dispensation is a system of revealed commands and promises regulating human affairs. In this war, the armies of Satan will be destroyed without the shedding of blood, for fire will come down from heaven and consume them. Verse 10. Satan is also cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Satan the beast and the false prophet shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The devil shall not want people to read this book because it shows his defeat. He will be tormented forever. We will now take a look at verses 11 through 15. Jesus Christ is the one who sits on the throne. This is the great white throne judgment. The place of this judgment will not be earth, for it fled away. All the dead, mostly wicked dead, will be judged here. What are these books that were opened? Everything that each person has done in their lives has been recorded. These books are the records or acts of our lives. Most of the people who will be judged here will not be judged to see if they are going to heaven, but rather what degree of punishment they will receive forever in the lake of fire and brimstone. The book of life was also opened, and whosoever was not found in it was cast into the lake of fire. In verse 13, death and hell gave up the dead. Death means the grave or physical body, and hell means the soul or spiritual body. These people will be resurrected for a moment, and most will lose their resurrected bodies when they are sentenced to the lake of fire. the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all these things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers and sorcerers, and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which have the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talk with me, saying, Come hither, I will shew thee the bride and the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and shewed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, and the fourth an emerald, and the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh cherusolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, where angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the
Yeah.
spiritual journey, we will take a further look at the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1. John here sees a new heaven and a new earth. Is the original earth destroyed? No, it is renovated by fire. The words pass away in the Greek are parhichomai. This does not mean termination of existence, but rather to pass from one condition of existence to another. There is no new creation, but a change. The Word of God declares that the earth is forever. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 4, Isaiah 60, verse 1, and Isaiah 66, verse 22. We will now take a look at verses 2 through 8. In the new earth, there will be the holy city, New Jerusalem. This place will be perfect. All former things, including pain and death, will no longer exist. No sinners will be there. The earth again shall be like the Garden of Eden. Verses 9 through 23. The Lamb's wife is the city of New Jerusalem, including its inhabitants, the church. This city is a place that Jesus Christ said that he was going back to prepare in John 14, verses 1 through 4. This city is not heaven itself, but will come down from heaven. The dimension of this city is 12,000 furlongs, which is approximately 1,500 miles on each side. This would take up more than half of the United States. There are two shapes that fit this description, either a cube or a pyramid. This city is decorated with all kinds of precious stones. There is nothing like this that mankind has ever seen on earth, and it will be marvelous. There will be no need of the sun or the moon there, for the glory of God and the Lamb, Jesus Christ, will be its light. This does not include the rest of the world, but rather the city. Verses 24 through 27. There will be no sin there at all. Outside the wall, there will still be people, kings and nations. Who will these people be? The righteous people who were in the millennium will be the inhabitants of the world. They will increase and multiply and replenish the earth.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a voice, grace of glory.
his spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson for tonight is the book of Revelation, chapters 20, 21, and 22. We will now take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, I've sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Call, lift your voice.
Once again, we would like to welcome you to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight was the book of Revelation, chapters 20, 21, and 22. We encourage you to tune in to us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could always email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.com and to visit our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, and our School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I, Jesus, sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you and have a good night.